Have you all heard of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council? It's kind of become a well-known group, especially in conferences like this. ALEC, in 2003, drafted a piece of model legislation called the Animal and Ecological Terrorism Act. And ALEC, for those of you who don't know, it's a corporate front group, and the way it operates is corporations give tens of thousands of dollars to the organization, and in exchange for that, they get a seat at the table in drafting model legislation. And then those model bills are taken back by state lawmakers around the country and introduced where their colleagues have no idea that they were actually written by Pfizer and Wyeth and GlaxoSmithKline and the Cattlemen's Association, Monsanto, Enron. The union-busting bills in Wisconsin were ALEC, the Stand Your Ground bills in Florida. So this Animal and Ecological Terrorism Act was written by these industries. And the model bill includes things like undercover investigations. It also includes really dangerous language about materially or financially supporting people who are doing things like this in order to encourage, plan, prepare, carry out, publicize, or promote these activities. This kind of material support language is not just about undercover investigators. It's not just about arsonists or the Animal Liberation Front. It's about people like us. I mean, make absolutely no mistake about the intent of this language. It's about people who are sharing this information online and writing about it, and people like me who are speaking out in defense of political prisoners. This all has to be viewed in this post-9/11 context. This is from a Freedom of Information Act document obtained from the FBI that shows the Bureau was actually considering terrorism prosecutions against undercover investigators as far back as 2003. This was even before new legislation called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act was passed. Again, this isn't about property destruction. It's not about arson. It's about people taking photographs. This is from another FOIA request. These were presentations given by the FBI to new FBI special agents. This is one page on animal rights and eco-activists. And notice the emphasis on information about them being engaged in a public relations war, how media is vital to every part of their campaigns. God forbid media sometimes is even slanted in their favor, and sometimes they use celebrities. This rhetoric, in addition to being a top FBI priority of a terrorism threat, it's also been embraced by corporations and, of course, politicians. When that meat recall happened in California, and soon after, another investigation shut down a slaughterhouse, the industry put pressure on local lawmakers, members of Congress, who in turn sent a letter to the USDA in which they said undercover investigations were an act of, quote, economic terrorism.